everyone. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
You have reached your destination. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House is in session. In a few hours, members will debate and then vote on impeaching President Trump. Again, this time over last week's riot at the Capitol.
The House taking up one article, incitement of insurrection. While a growing number of House Republicans support impeachment, Congressman Devin Nunes opposes.
The president makes a lot of mistakes. All presidents make mistakes. But the bottom line is, to do a snap impeachment has real consequences.
Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
More Americans than ever are dying of coronavirus.
The U.S. set a new record for COVID-19 deaths yesterday with 4,327, according to Johns Hopkins, and the country has now passed 380,000 total deaths with more than 131,000 hospitalizations.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the only woman on federal death row, Lisa Montgomery, is executed by lethal injection in Indiana. She killed a pregnant woman and kidnapped her baby in Missouri in 2004. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Are the mics on? They're on now.
Okay. 35 degrees right now. We've had a problem with freezing fog this morning. However, looks like the visibility is improving quite a bit. So we're going to get rid of that, and we're going to get rid of the mention of that little cell that was producing a little bit of sleet that slid from Prattville to Millbrook to Wetumpka, then to Eclectic, and into Tallapoosa County. So we're going to stop talking about that and go to a mostly cloudy day today, I think.
Yay.
We had 44 yesterday, so anything will be better. I'm hoping for 50, but we may fall just short of 50 degrees today. Mostly clear, cold tonight, overnight low 30. Tomorrow, great day. My best day of the week weather-wise that I'm picking. It's my pick of the litter day. Good bit of sunshine. I think we're going to up near 60 degrees tomorrow, which sounds like, excuse me, a victory. He said it's choking him up, too. Chance of an isolated shower Friday morning as a front moves through, low to mid-50s. And in a cool weekend, but at least the sun will be out. Cold at night with freezing temperatures, and during the day we'll be in the 50s. Right now this morning, 35 degrees, broken clouds which need to be fixed at 9:04.
Don't get all choked up, Rick.
Hey, man. The mics are on?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, don't get all choked up.
Good.
Sun will come out tomorrow.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And you can bet your bottom dollar.
And the sun will rise tomorrow, so
it will also set, will it not?
Yeah, so
tomorrow there will be sun.
Mm-hmm. There's no weirdness in the world today, is there?
Hello. No? I was in the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru in Wetumpka, and it started sleeting.
Oh,
and
we're
in Alabama.
You experienced that?
Yeah,
you were one of the less than 20% in the area who
it was sleeting so fast that the road was actually getting somewhat covered.
Is that right?
But it was gone as quick as it, I mean, it literally passed over us.
If you look on the radar now, I mean, there was just one cell, and it's fading out near Dadeville.
Yeah, it's just unique and nice to see that.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's Alabama, and people do go crazy when they're going.
Well, you should have seen the brake lights.
Yeah. Like this gentleman who just called and said it was hailing. Of course, mm-hmm. that's a thunderstorm.
Well, that's how big the sleet was, Rich. That's what really surprised me. It was like pea size. It really was.
Interesting. It's interesting.
It's a nice little thing down here. I want some snow, though, Rich. What do we got to do to get the snow? What's up?
Well, I don't see any coming, but mm-hmm. with these shots of cold air that we've getting one after another, it's just going to take the right low pressure area moving along the northern Gulf Coast. So my gut feeling is that we will have it this year.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see the
right
particular storm system or a date or anything like that. But
it's time.
But I think because of these cool air, the pattern, the setup, we probably will.
Well, being it's 2021, and it just seems to be the big brother of 2020, it'll probably thundersnow again. I remember how weird that was.
That was 1993. You're talking about thundersnow, and meteorologically, that is That's the Nirvana. That's Nirvana.
Yeah.
Because that's a very intense storm system.
Well, we get to see Cantori making
his
own
fast. Yeah, one of the guys was just freaking out. Yeah.
Whoa! In our business, it takes so much for thundersnow.
Yeah.
It is Nirvana. That's cool. Smells like Teen Spirit.
Well,
too,
maybe we'll get some ball lightning in the studio. We've been already struck before. We'll get pink ball lightning.
You were in the studio when you saw the outline of
Greg Skelton.
Greg Skelton.
And he screams like a man, I'll let you know, folks. He screams like a man. Yeah, no, it wasn't one of these the plane's going down.
So the mics were on that day too.
Yeah, he was more it was very guttural.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, what's happening?
Well, I imagine he's got some metal in his body from all the buses that he's been hit by, so he was probably
I think he has a little bit of a spine.
They've got the audio from that day somewhere in the system, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We've got that saved. Jack,
you were there. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
You're muted.
He's muted.
$20 says he's muted.
He's muted.
You should take bets on that every morning. How y'all doing?
He looks so much cooler. With the hat on backwards.
Oh, yeah.
I know. He does.
He's
radical?
He's just really a cool guy with the hat on backwards.
Yeah, well, to keep my toupee on.
And it's counterintuitive, but he's quite a hacky sack player.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Counterintuitive. Yeah. I've never read that.
Yeah, don't challenge him to that. He'll hustle you.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, this has been really fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out of here. Mm-hmm.
The sun will come up tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
folks.
Yep. I think Chase is waiting for you downstairs.
All right. Well, you can turn my mic off now.
Okay. My apprentice.
Love me some Rich Thomas.
News and views will begin soon.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CNS Bank Debit Card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former Montgomery City Councilman Tracy Larkin will lie in repose at Montgomery City Hall this Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. Graveside services will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at Greenwood Cemetery. Larkin died earlier this month. Just days after Montgomery Public Schools returned to in-person learning, a local high school is going virtual for the next 2 weeks. Starting today, Montgomery Public School officials say that Carver High School will go virtual for 2 weeks after an employee tested positive for COVID-19. And Governor Kay Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris got the second dose of the coronavirus vaccine Tuesday. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 87,000 vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you can save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, Think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Into news and views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 is the number, as the big boy said. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, joins us live from his kitchen.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You rustling through the bushes there? No, you're just adjusting them.
I'm all tangled up here. Okay, what the hell?
You really boomered the beginning of this show. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm a little bit frustrated, actually.
Well, there's a lot... Why are you frustrated?
Because we don't have the lottery here, and it's up to $750 million.
Well, sugar, I'm working on it. Kay Ivey actually is working on it. We'll see what comes of that gambling.
Is she going to get me a ticket? She ain't working on it.
Oh, you're talking about today.
$750 million.
We got a lot to get to today in politics, but yeah. Apparently nobody was a winner in Georgia, right?
Right.
Georgia.
Yeah, believe me about that.
Yeah.
Just the lottery.
I wonder what Stacey Abrams is doing right now.
But yeah, it's up to $750 million jackpot.
Payout, a cash payout of $550.
Some people are going to be crossing those state lines, the border.
Oh, you bet, man.
Over the borderline.
Oh, man, I had to go get some tickets.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, I'll throw in a few bucks. I'm not going to drive all the way up there.
But. Oh, you don't have to drive. I'll take your car.
I did. What did it get? Over $1 billion last time? Yeah, I went with a roommate, and we just made a trip of it, listened to some music, listened to a podcast.
That's generally what we do.
You ever...
Do you pick the numbers or do you let the machine pick the numbers?
I let the machine pick it. I'm not talented enough to pick it myself. I have horrible luck, so...
You don't have a lucky number?
Nope.
Yeah, neither do I. I go with the machine. How about you, Jack?
I do a little of both.
Yeah?
I have a set of numbers I always use. And you see that it's done nothing for me.
Well, when it did get up to that $1 billion one time, I was in a lotto club at Hyundai, which is illegal, but anyway, we hit for $10.
Oh, nice.
$10, man.
How many people?
There was probably 15 or 20 of us in the club. In one year, we spent right at $1,000 on lotto tickets, and we won $400. But it didn't matter. We had so much fun doing it, you know.
Well, and you're funding the education of kids in Georgia.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's true. And but one of the funniest was you can buy fake lotto tickets.
What?
Yeah, fake scratch-offs.
It's like Monte Carlo night?
Oh, yeah. So we would pass them out to some people we knew that, you know, believed in that kind of thing.
Is that fraud?
No, because on the back to collect your money, you got to call Santa Claus and people like that. But the look on their face when they thought they won, you know, $100,000.
That's evil.
Oh, it's hysterical.
Wow. 272-9228. So apparently... they voted last night to say, hey, Mike Pence, you better invoke the 25th Amendment. And Mike Pence already had sent him a letter, as he's known to do. He likes to write letters.
Yes.
Saying, nope, I'm not going to do that. Oh, and there's a headline that really grabbed my attention, Jack. And I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently Trump called Pence before the day that the election was going to be challenged in Congress. You either go down in history as a patriot or a...
Wow.
The P word. The Trump like.
Oh.
Yeah. Grabbed my attention. And I'm wondering, Trump Trump has said things like that in the past. If I could spit that out.
Well, he still locked him out of the White House, hadn't he? I think they've had all their credentials revoked.
Who's still out of the White House?
Pence.
Two nights ago, apparently they met in the Oval and made up. Had a conversation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so Pence is not going to invoke the 25th Amendment. So today they probably will eventually now get to the impeachment articles. There's a story that came out yesterday that people familiar with Mitch McConnell's thinking say Mitch McConnell's all for thinks Trump had committed impeachable offenses. They don't have a direct quote from Mitch McConnell. They have a quote from anonymous sources who are familiar with Mitch McConnell's thinking.
It's mind, I see, okay.
What the hell is that? Like his tarot card reader?
He said, she said, bunch of crap.
But we do know for a fact there are some Republicans who are going to vote for impeachment.
Oh, yeah.
In particular, and it's not surprising, the number three Republican in the House.
Kevin McCarthy?
Nope, he's number one Republican in the House.
Devin Nunes or
nope,
somebody?
Not Devin. Not Steve who? Scalise. Liz Cheney.
Oh, well, who cares?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the media is trying to run this as Liz Cheney gives Republicans gives the Republicans the cover to actually go against Trump. And I don't understand the point of this other than to push this, milk this for all you can. But I'm sure if they impeach and convict Trump, that'll be the end of it. The country will be healed. We will have excised the cancer that is Donald Trump, and everybody will get along.
You know that's right.
Oh, and by the way, do you know who's been named an impeachment manager?
Oh, yeah, for I saw this that go this around? Morning. Oh, good Lord.
Eric Swalwell.
Fang, fang.
Fart, fart. Like, yeah. Yeah. So you can dip your fingers in Winnie the Pooh of China's honeypots.
Yep.
And still be on the Intel committee. And now you get to take out the...
That is outrageous. Yeah. That is absolutely outrageous. Talk about sleeping with the enemy.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of extremes I'm worried about us having for the next 4 years.
What does this do to, quote, heal the nation?
Doesn't.
Explain that to me.
It doesn't.
But Biden's talking about healing the nation and all this stuff they're going to ram down our throat. It's just going to be unbearable. There's no healing going. There's no intention to heal this country.
Just lip service is all that was.
And I don't think Republicans, establishment Republicans, and Democrats have understood yet. Most of them don't understand that Donald Trump is not the cause. Donald Trump is the symptom. Mm-hmm. Many people have been saying that. You remember back in the 2015-2016 cycle, they were like, Donald Trump, he's inspiring anger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
absolutely.
He held the mantle, and yeah, people are angry. People went a little too far there. I think they now have 160 active cases, and those folks who destroyed property and had zip ties as handcuffs to put on me, yeah, those folks need to be arrested. But the FBI gave a press conference yesterday from its charges from anywhere as light as trespassing to attempted murder in some cases. So we'll see who ends up being arrested and what charges are brought. But if you actually, of all places, I didn't listen to Trump say it. I read the entire transcript of Trump's speech last night from, of all places, Al Jazeera News. And I'm sitting there reading the transcript, and I'm like, this is what they were going to use to claim he's inciting. Well, you have to look at the context. Oh, yeah, leave it to you postmodernists to read into whatever interpretation you want.
Yeah, all these people trying to interpret what he meant, they don't know.
Well, y'all have been doing that for years. And honestly, the right, us in our right-wing echo chambers, we've been talking about a paper coup for years. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's their turn to call coup and treason and sedition. And they're going to try to milk that horrible event on Wednesday for all they can, to where now ideas are dangerous.
Yeah.
If you speak of certain things, you are inciting violence.
Do they think they can fast-track this thing and get an an impeachment and a conviction.
That's one idea.
Or is it?
And then the other idea is to pass it and then sit on it for 100 days into the Biden administration and then bring it up in the Senate, even though Trump's no longer president.
That's ridiculous.
Right. Which some, and you know how legal scholars are. You can find, you know, three or four opinions from two of them. And so some are saying you can't do that. What would be the point of that? Well, the point of it is to drag this out, to forever taint the Republican Party with the events of the other day, and to also take the events of the other day and make them more than they were.
Also, it'll tie Trump's hands. There's not much Trump can do right now. By this is just more and more BS news anti-Trump on his way out the door. I think, me personally, I think he should go ahead and throw some people under the bridge.
Well, I would like to see declassification. Oh, and by the
way, lot of things.
By the way, the Pentagon did declassify all sorts of UFO documents yesterday.
Yeah, but
But they declassified it in a manner that, like, it's all these old file formats. They gave it to one guy.
Right.
So it's incredibly difficult to look through this stuff. And, you know, it's going to be a long slog through it. So we'll see. And Trump yesterday was at the border in Alamo, Texas.
Mm.
And, of course, the president said this is just the continuation of the greatest witch hunt in political history.
Is it not?
Bringing impeachment up again. And you have Swalwell, who is now on the impeachment manager team, still on the Intelligence Committee, calling Ted Cruz Ted Coup.
Coup.
Yeah. So much healing. But that's going to be the trick. We need to unite. We need to unite as they, you know, stab you in the side. Don't you love me? Unite.
It's unreal.
Get in line.
Just submit, submit, submit. Mm-hmm. Though, where my eyes are, there's what's going on with Trump in this political moment. But when you look at the long run, like I said the other day, and this will be my focus, if these people back in charge are such adults and so much better than Trump, again, Trump was not the cause. Trump is a symptom of people being pissed off at Republicans and Democrats for decades.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really so great, why don't you prove it and solve the long-term problems that have been staring the country in the face?
Dude,
I doubt you will.
They're kicking that can down the road, man. You know that.
Yeah, because, you know, they can hold it over people.
Yeah.
Get more votes. That's how this game, unfortunately, is played. 272-9228. Let's go to
maybe
the phone.
Maybe a fun time for radio hosts.
Oh, it could be. It could be. I mean, and I think we're going to try to keep broadcasting, even if we have to go hang out on a pirate ship somewhere and broadcast illegally.
I was thinking about that the other day, you know. Somehow silence and free speech.
Well, and I'm still in the camp of, you know, Twitter, Amazon, all these companies can do what they want. All their actions are going to do is accelerate what some folks are already doing, building alternatives. Parler will be back. And you're going to get more than just Parler. You're going to get all sorts of new tech that allows people to get around this stuff. There are people who are doing it because they're conservatives and they want to be able to speak and communicate. There are people who are doing it because they're more ideologues, like original fathers of the Internet and architects of the Internet who don't like what it's become. So I think this will just speed up that process and things will be more and more siloed, unfortunately. 272-9228. Let's go to East of the Rockies. Hey, East.
Hey, listen, I've got one word, three syllables that I learned from Jackie Chan or Eric Swalwell. Shishini. Thank you very much. You go ahead, baby. It's a den of Chinese spies, you know? Shishini. All right, you guys have a great day.
You too. Shishini.
What did he just call me?
You heard him.
That too.
Let's go to JD. Hey, JD.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
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 You know, if that shouldn't scare people from both sides as to 2017, they were all calling for an investigation to an election they say Donald Trump rigged. But now they're trying to expel other congressmen and senators for upholding to the same belief. I mean, it's just disgusting. It's a do as I say, not as I do. As soon as your beliefs don't align with mine, you're out. And that's just not the way it's supposed to be. You know, I watched Nancy Pelosi on Twitter talk about rigged elections. I watched several people. But then I watched Jim Jordan go through what he went through yesterday. He's like, I'm just following the process. What have I done?
We've watched people say, get in their face. We've watched people say, hey, well, you know, whoever said a protest has to be peaceful. We've watched all sorts of... We've watched Twitter say yesterday, because the Ugandan government shut them down before their election, not a good thing when a government is shutting down major communication platforms. Really, really bad thing. But then for Twitter to come out, we believe in freedom of expression. Well, did you believe that when you were censoring people say over disagreements on how to treat the coronavirus? Because this isn't just about Trump. So do you live up by your principles or not? Again, Twitter, in my mind, can do what they want. I'm not as much of a populist as, say, Tucker Carlson or Josh Hawley. But they are hypocrites. It's never been about freedom of expression. It's about when I have power, I play by certain rules. When I'm out of power, I appeal to your principles. The best scenario is that we actually have people in power and people out of power that believe in freedom. Please.
You know, Twitter can make its own rules. I'm fine with that. Make whatever rules you want, but make them fairly across the board.
Yeah.
That's all I ask. You know, and we've seen impartiality across the board for anything that is pro-Trump. And both from Republicans and Democrats, I've seen anything that is pro-Trump, they have just stormed the walls against him. It's disgusting. But, I'll help you out if y'all want to do the pirate ship thing. I think we can get a couple of repeaters out there for you.
Okay, cool. I'll get you in touch with Rick.
I got a couple boats.
Our new engineer once we hire one. I appreciate it, JD.
Hey, y'all have a good one.
272-9228. This is a very quick break. It's only a minute 15. We'll come back to Red Top, Jeff, John, others. 272-9228. Be back to you in about a minute. Thank you, baby. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Don't forget, when you stop by Dan Black Studios, sponsor of this hour of the program, that you can get 60% off on those videotape, only videotape, transfers to a DVD or digital file when you say, hey, Joey Clark sent me. But you got to tell them Joey sent you. It's a 60% off Joey Clark special on videotape transfers to a digital format there at Dan Black Studios. Let's go to the phones. Again, that number, 272-9228. And talk to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. You in the middle of something?
Oh, no, I'm standing at the edge of the room, not the middle.
Oh, okay.
What's up, buddy?
Jack, are you still there?
He hasn't rolled back in. Yet. I told him it's only a minute. Oh.
Jack is missing in action again. But the thing about the Alabama game, and he sent me a funny text at the close to the end of our conversation. He says, to sponsor another Black Lives Matter rally if this is the result. As far as winning the national championship, remember how pissed off we all got at him for that.
Yeah, but it means another ring. Let's do it.
Now we got 18 yes, rings.
That's the point at all. And it brought me to a realization I hadn't thought of.
Red Top, you're cutting in and out. Is somebody trying to call you or something?
Am I getting any better?
Yeah.
Now you are.
Maybe we should just kind of dial ourselves down and calm down and start a new tactic of how to outsmart these people and deal with them the next few years without overexposing ourselves or et cetera. Because I think right now they're trying to flush everybody out, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just going to accelerate the fragmenting of the internet. Unless they get some new law that they can shut things down for all sorts of reasons.
And, you know, all the publicity about all 50 state capitals are going to be under assault. You know, give me a break, guys. This oversupply of news and panic, I think, is by design to really try to get the people out that are going to cause the trouble and get them exposed and get them locked up. So nobody needs to be doing any of that, but folks need to be very aware of who we're dealing with. You know, none of the information we're getting from the deep state is correct. And there's a direct assault on Donald Trump going on. God bless him and his family to make a peaceful transition back to private life, because the man has worked his butt off for us. So
we'll see. You're right, though, Red Top. It's been a long year. We've seen all sorts of things happen this year, and that... I guess, pun intended, was the coup de grace, really the end of this era.
And, you know, no, not this year, the past 4.5 years.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, so that's nice where we're at. I think we're going to have to regroup and be smart about what we're doing, find new methods of communication, and move on. I'm tired of hearing all my friends all stressed out and depressed. I guess we're going to have to move on, guys, and be strong and be smart. So, roll tide, go Trump, guys. I'll see y'all.
See you, brother.
Thank you, Red Top. 272-9228. You doing all right, Jack?
I am doing all right. How you doing?
Did you like that Bama game?
I loved it. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to watch it.
Oh, no.
I didn't see one play.
Well, it was a good game. It really was. Competitive
well,
at the beginning.
I watched a lot of it last night, so...
Yeah,
it was a very complete game.
Yeah, it wasn't too sloppy. I mean, it just Alabama started out playing Ohio State at the end of the first half, and Ohio State could never really catch up. So, 272-9228. Let's go to John. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, John.
I was just going to say... In my opinion, I think all of the people that breached the police barricades and trespassed through the Capitol, they all were just a bunch of guilty of breaking the law as the people in Portland and other cities across the summertime this year. And I think they all need to be locked up. But on the other hand, I've been a big supporter of Donald Trump's policies, not so much as I'm more like the Donald Trump Twitter president, more so than off-the-cuff president. But like I said, I've been a big supporter of his policies. My question to y'all is, how are these Republicans like Liz Cheney, and if Mitch McConnell is alleged to have said what he did about happy that the impeachment is going forward?
Yeah, don't buy that, but go on. Keep going with your point. Sorry.
I was going to say, their politics must be a whole lot different in Kentucky and Wyoming than they are in Alabama, because if Tommy Tuberville or Richard Selby was to have said that, there's no way they could be reelected, in my opinion.
You're right. Well, it's a dynasty in the case of the Cheneys, and I can understand, I can have plenty of empathy and understand where Liz Cheney's coming from. Trump's candidacy and presidency was a massive rebuke of the Bush era.
Right.
And going, Cheney was going back in Republican politics, what, all the way to Nixon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, he's, and Gerald Ford, too. He worked for him.
Geraldo.
Yeah, so, I mean, this, like, there's no surprise to me that Liz Cheney is not a fan of Donald Trump.
She never has been.
But by her saying that, is she going to, I mean, I understand if she's primary and there's 14 people running that she could still receive the majority of the vote, but if she was one-on-one with somebody with that position, she, in my opinion, would stand a substantial chance of losing, right?
Right. I think if a lot of these people are primary, they're going to be gone.
So I don't know if she's got a bigger agenda or a bigger office she's seeking, but I don't know. It's And as far as the impeachment, that's just a joke. I didn't listen to the president's speech on the Capitol grounds until after the fact, but there's nothing in there, in my opinion, that was, inside a riot. They've been trying to interpret the president's words and say it's dog whistles and racist ever since he took office, and this is just another case of that, in my opinion. So I appreciate y'all's time, and y'all have a good day.
Thanks, John. 272-9228. Hit another break here and coming back to you, Jeff, and others. Jack, it's good seeing you. And by the way, good to be seen.
Than viewed. Better to be seen than viewed.
April Marie Fogel was going to join us, but
yeah.
She had something come up in the family. So unfortunately, she won't make it today, which okay. I completely understand. We'll have her come hang out on the show some other day. Disappointed, but very understandable given what's going on. Not at liberty to say everything, but she'll be all right. Say a little prayer for April Marie Fogel and her family. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial, residential roof specialists. C&G Roofing with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today will be not quite as cold as yesterday, but still way below normal for January. Look for a mostly cloudy day with a high temperature up to about 50. That's better than yesterday's 44. Tonight, mostly clear, cold, overnight low temperature down to about 30. Sunshine, nice tomorrow. Best day of the week. High temperature around 60. Boy, that sounds great. Small chance of a shower Friday morning as a front drifts through. Otherwise, the weekend is dry with cool days and cold nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. That's the number Jeff called. Jeff, welcome to News and Views.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it was snowing in my house, or sleeting in my house a while ago.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Eddie got caught up at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe it. But anyway, I got one question. What happened with Nancy Pelosi's computer? Nobody has heard anything else since last Wednesday.
I don't know. Tell me what you know.
I would love to know what's on it.
What's on a government computer?
I wonder how much damning stuff is on it that could hurt. That could hurt her and put her out of business.
Oh, I'm sure. Every politician's got some dirt somewhere.
I mean, ain't nobody. I mean, I had seen one video where they was talking about that it was CIA went in and got it dressed as one of the bad guys. I don't know.
Who knows? I've learned I don't really trust the official story and narrative put out there, but also I look at some of these alternatives, Jeff. Like, and this week in particular, folks talking about the Pope being arrested, it's just like, everybody calm down. Calm down.
Yeah. But we'll see. A lot of stuff going on.
Well, appreciate the call, man.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Jeff.
Sheldon Adelson is dead.
Yeah, passed away yesterday.
87, big Republican donor.
Mm-hmm.
How long was he a big name in Republican politics? When did you first, you know?
I mean, I first heard his name mentioned like 10 years ago, but it's probably been, you know, giving money before then. But, I mean, he's a major donor.
Yeah. And, I saw a lot of, I didn't talk about it much yesterday. Because, honestly, folks, I don't know that much about Sheldon Adelson other than he was a big donor. And that was about it for me.
Yeah. I know. He owns the Sands.
Yeah,
Las Vegas. Yeah.
Casino owner.
Instrumental in getting the embassy moved to Tel Aviv. I mean, to Jerusalem.
Right, right. Big supporter of Israel. Big Republican donor. And, I mean, enough to be like a player and kind of in the imagination of the news media. So we've heard the name, but.
Ooh. Yeah.
272-9228. Plastic surgery grows in popularity. Why, are people getting uglier?
No, they're trying to be somebody else. Do you blame them? They don't want to be rounded up.
I don't mind getting it's your body, your choice, so to speak. Like, you want to do what you want to do, fine. But so often, like many other things like that, hey, it doesn't actually fix the underlying problem. And sometimes it also just doesn't take. There are some horror stories out there. I don't know. Before you do anything like that, I
want my bosoms right where they are.
goodness. No, and in all seriousness, you've had to deal with, you know, changes to your body in a drastic way. And for people to volunteer, it's one thing to do a little facelift, but for people to volunteer to do almost traumatic changes to their body, it's like, that's a big decision. You might want to hold your horse, you know?
Right.
So 272-9228. Let's go to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Clint.
Good morning.
Now, I got a question for you.
Yep.
Why isn't Congress working on the budget and the deficit instead of impeachment?
Oh, they're working on it. They finish at the end of the year, 2020. They're working on it. They're adding to it. That was the big vote at the end of the year, the National Defense Authorization Act, the omnibus spending bill, and then on top of that, the COVID relief bill.
All right. And where's Adam Schiff? He's not in charge of the impeachment this time, I guess not.
Or no, he's, I think, on the team, but along with Eric Swalwell and others.
God, what a group of thieves.
Man, how did our government, these Democrats... Even our Democratic voters here in the state of Alabama, you know why they vote Democrat? You know why?
I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
Yeah, they want to keep that welfare and food stamps. They want all of these free benefits that we have to pay for.
What about all those rich Democrats in Cloverdale?
Yes. Well, I don't know nothing about Cloverdale. I guess you guys do because you live in Montgomery, and I feel sorry for you about that too. So
yeah, Montgomery ain't bad. Yeah.
There's worse.
I'm in.
It used to be a good city. It's not anymore.
Oh, well, it could be worse. I mean, know. It could be Cleveland.
Go ahead,
it's
Jack.
Wretched. What do you mean? It's wretched here.
It could be worse, man. It could be Cleveland.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let them be Cleveland.
Well, if you want to get shot in Montgomery, go down there on the weekend.
Oh, you don't have to wait on the weekend.
Yeah, you can go out.
Yeah, you can get shot anytime.
Right.
Well, these Democrats are out of control, and this impeachment is a bunch of bull crap. Do you guys really think they're going to be able to impeach the president before he leaves?
No.
It's going to tick him off more.
Or
I don't know.
The 25th Amendment? I mean, come on. You kidding me?
25th's not happening.
The best president we've ever had since Ronald Reagan. Look what this man has done for this country during his term in office.
Right.
I know.
And the Democrats can't stand it. They cannot stand this country doing well.
How can you call a man a treasonist when he's done more to promote America and stand up to these foreign countries that have used us and abused us? How's that treason?
Yes. That cannot be treason. Absolutely not. And you know what they talking about Orange Complex before the inauguration? I hope it happens.
Oh,
I do.
Why?
People are fed up. Our government is out of control. And by the Constitution, we have the right to take this government back. Kick these people out of office. Now, do I sound like a terrorist? Maybe I do.
But I don't know, Clint. Last time I looked at you, you looked like a terrorist.
Yeah, and I don't think there's an aspect of the Constitution that's called the violent overthrow clause.
But
I hate to see what my country has become. You know, I have defended this country.
Right.
Went through war, combat, been shot at. And now my country has come to this. It's shameful. Shameful.
It is shameful.
Have a good day, guys.
Take care, Clint.
Thanks, Clint.
Did you say treasonist?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
A person guilty of committing treason would be a treasonist.
Well,
an arsonist or a...
I understood what you meant, but wouldn't that just be a traitor?
I don't think treason is a derivative of traitor. So, no, that would not be right.
Okay.
Trust the old guy here, okay?
I'm sorry that I was such a grammar Nazi.
No, I'm the grammar Nazi, and you're out of line. Time to take a break.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
See you in Ohio.
272-9228.
He may not know
he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want, and the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views from 9 till noon brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor in Wetumpka. You know, and he's had so many people call him up at 514-7600. He had to hire on another great experienced chiropractor, Dr. Gloria Osbeck. So whether you are looking to talk to Dr. Tom or Dr. Gloria, if you have aches and pains of any kind that have been bedeviling you for a while, or just in the short term, and it could be a back locking up on you, shoulders not operating right, maybe you got a catch in your shoulders, maybe your spine's kind of curved, it could be radiating pain down your legs, you don't know where it's coming from exactly. They have the skill, the expertise, the experience, and the methods to figure out what's going on with you and then solve the problem. And you don't want to just keep masking stuff like that, folks, with, you know, pharmaceuticals or jump into surgery, jump under the knife immediately. Go to a great chiropractor like Dr. Tom or Dr. Gloria up there in Wetumpka. You just call them at 514-7600, set up that first appointment. They'll diagnose what's going on with you, start treatment, then set you up on a schedule of treatments to fix the problem. And they've just installed this new iWave air filtration system in their practice. So it's actually been shown, tested to kill COVID-19 as well as many other diseases, as well as, you know, get rid of a lot of smells and things like that. So they went the extra mile there at Tom Pershing's chiropractic practice to make sure you can feel safe in their place. So check them out today. Again, that number for Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor in Wetumpka, 514-7600. Call him today. Let's go to the phones and talk to Soldier Boy.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello, little lady.
How you doing?
How you doing, Jack? Good to have you back.
Thanks.
It's a good show, but it's a great show with Jack.
Indeed.
Of course. Scary.
Jack is just like the little cherry on top of that, you know, that little banana split.
How lovely to be compared
Described
to that.
That.
I don't know if I would like being called a banana split, me and Eddie. That's a little bit.
So, I'd like to.
Anyway, what's on your mind?
Eddie, I think Eddie likes the idea.
Yep.
Hey.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, what's up with my buddy Mitch McConnell? What a fracking, flipping freak. He rode on the coattail, the coattail of Mr. Trump, needed money to be raised. Mr. Trump goes to and helps him out on his, you know, his campaign and everything. And now he turns, he's shown his true colors as nothing more than a Republican or a Democrat. He's nothing but the old swamp. How can we reelect this guy people, again?
Not the Democrats. The Democrats are all about party first.
Yes.
But the Republicans are all about establishment first, party second.
Well, I think most of the, what concerns me is most of the politicians are concerned about reelection, staying in power.
Well, see, Mitch just got reelected.
Right now he's 20. Got now he's got big kahunas now.
Yeah, he's got 6 years. I'm bad now. He doesn't really care.
Well, but also, Soldier Boy, these reports, it wasn't a direct quote from McConnell. It was people familiar with Mitch McConnell's thinking, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, kind of like a source close to the White House who asked not to be identified.
You know. I think the Republican Party has shown its true colors. The Democrats have been showing their true colors for a long time. Politicians have been showing themselves for true colors. I remember what was it? George Wallace said, the only difference between a Republican and a Democrat is the first letter of the name. They've shown the true colors.
You're paraphrasing. He said,
well, I'm doing a Joe Biden.
There's not a dime's worth of difference between the two parties.
Well, that's pretty close, wasn't it, Jack?
Yeah, it's close enough.
We know what you meant.
Thank you, Jack.
Treasonous traitor, you know, what's the difference?
Yeah, exactly, you know. I was paraphrasing. I was doing a Joe Biden, you know. He's famous for that. He doesn't get called out. But on this show, I get called out on
of
it.
Of course. Oh, yeah. I mean, if Joe was here talking
to Harry Lang,
we'd call him out, too.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Let me tell you something. News and Views is the home of the double standard, and don't you ever forget it.
Amen, brother.
That would be a good T-shirt.
Or excuse me, sorry to use that general loaded language.
A woman.
Sibling.
I'm going to get me a bumper sticker that says that, and I'm going to take and put it right next to, come on, man.
Yeah.
Home of the double standard.
Well, Soldier Boy, we're running out of time here, so how do you want to close this call?
I want to close this. You know, I have zero faith in the FBI. It's amazing how they can find a domestic bomber really quick within 24 hours. It's amazing how they threatened yesterday to go out there and track everybody down who broke into the federal building, the Capitol. But yet, when it comes to other people, Antifa and BLM breaking into federal buildings, they've done jack squat nothing. And they've had a laptop for 2 years and done jack squat nothing. I have zero faith in the FBI.
Amen.
Well, there's a good reason for that. They don't deserve our faith.
They don't, Jack. Exactly. I would feel sad to be a good FBI agent, you know, but what are you judged by? Who you associate yourself with? You're guilt by association.
Well, I'm familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's affected Joey for years.
But do you understand what I'm saying about the FBI, though? It's just.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you hear him yesterday, that FBI agent? Once we find you, we're going to destroy your job. We're going to destroy your career. I mean, where was that intensity when the people were breaking into, tried to break in several times into the White House on the 3 or 4 days, of the White House being attacked? Where was that intensity, FBI? Where?
Well, it certainly wasn't on Hunter Biden's laptop. No. You can rest assured about that.
Well, the FBI is not there to solve crimes. They're there to manage crimes.
Well, and they don't go after their own. It's all about party first, like Jack said. I got to run, Soldier Boy.
All right.
See you, Soldier Boy.
More news and views from 9 till noon. Second hour coming up. That first hour flew by. Crawdad, hold on. We're also going to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet and others here coming up.